and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is Monday of the 19th week in ordinary time, and from the United States, we hear from Father Kieran Healy. Father Kieran lives in Oakland, California, and his preaching today is entitled, Living Your Life as a Response to God.
It's the Gospel according to Matthew 17, verses 22 to 27. As Jesus and his disciples were gathering in Galilee, Jesus said to them, "The Son of Man has to be handed over to men, and they will kill him, and he will be raised on the third day." And they were overwhelmed with grief. When they came to Capernaum, the collectors of the temple tax approached Peter and said, "Does not your teacher pay the temple tax?" "Yes," he said. When he came into the house, before he had time to speak, Jesus asked him, "What is your opinion, Simon? From whom do the kings of the earth take tolls or census tax? From their subjects or from foreigners?" And when he said, "From foreigners," Jesus said to him, "Then the subjects are exempt. But that we may not offend them, go to the sea, drop in a hook, and take the first fish that comes up, open its mouth, and you'll find a coin worth twice the temple tax. Give that to them for me and for you." The Gospel of the Lord. Well, perhaps you may find yourself in a position where the great achievements of life have passed you by. You have a sense that the Lord is calling you, but it does not seem that it is in a direction which would win wide approval for you. In fact, you may find yourself a bit out of the mainstream when it comes to your life's accomplishments. Today, we might prayerfully examine just how the Lord is calling us both to achievements and the fullness of our lives in response to his invitation and really union with him. What would the Lord have you do or become in response to the life of love, praise, service, and fulfillment to which he's calling all of us? For a moment, I need to give up my fears and open out my imagination to the possibilities that the Lord sets before us. These are often the needs that we encounter in our culture. What is it that the Lord is asking us to do, time and place? Let me try to imagine just where the Lord is calling us at this time. Today, as I set down my reflections, I walked up the hill near the Priory of St. Albert the Great in Oakland, California, to Lake Temescal. And it's a very beautiful day. The lake is full of memories for me. When I was in high school, we would all meet here on a summer Saturday afternoon to enjoy the water and discuss any adventures that had happened in our high school's dance the night before, whatever was going on, a game, whatever it might be. This was so many years ago, and I think they've really improved the park over the years. Children are playing on the lawns, others are walking their dogs, and the water itself is just beautiful. I'm in the background, about 200 yards, and about 200 yards away, there's a freeway. And the noise of the traffic flow reminds you just where you are. For me, this beautiful setting has become a great spot for prayer and reflection, in spite of the noise and all the people there. It just is what I need. The park with its lake and trails has become a real magnet for people seeking exercise, and I'm sure that just a wonderful spot for clearing the mind and escaping all the many duties and obligations that lead us to become, quote, too busy. I'm finding that the need for a contemplative frame of mind and the development of such skills are ever more necessary to counteract the stress and commotion of modern life. And this is true for most people, I think. As I become more aware of this need, it makes a big change in the energies and dynamics of my relationship with God. Early on, I was encouraged to be obedient and to do the best that I could. What did the parents say to be a good boy, I think. But with time, it becomes evident that what's really needed is a choice of God from the very depths of my being. Do good and avoid evil? No, the choices we're called to are far more exciting than that. It's more than just doing. We need to choose wisely and then rest in the flow of God's loving support of our lives of service and praise. The life of contemplation that we Dominicans so often stress opens out to this knowing richness and obedience to the call of God. Our paying the temple tax that we read about in today's gospel is so much more than just obedience. It's our entry into the life with the Lord. Our life with the Lord come to unbelievable expressions. May God bless you on such a wonderful journey, and may you pay the temple tax with courage, imagination, and joy, and so come to know and savor the life to which the Lord is calling us all. God bless you today.